everybody. This is John Marks, the editor of CopsAlive.com, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Cops Alive Audio Bulletin. I'm very excited about our guest today. We're going to be talking about a really important organization to law enforcement called Fallen Blue. My guest today is AJ Perro. You may know him as a drummer from a couple of famous rock bands. He is the drummer for the band Twisted Sister and also for a new band they put together called Tread. AJ, I really appreciate your time, and I really appreciate you for what you're doing with Fallen Blue. So tell me all about what's going on.
Yeah, sure, John. First of all, I want to thank you for having me on the show, because I feel that a lot of people are unaware of what these organizations are all about, especially when it comes to law enforcement. I believe that lately, with a lot of things that are going on in the world, law enforcement agencies have been kind of given a little bit of a negative outlook in regards to how they handle things and situations. And I feel that, you know, there's always three sides to every story. You know, there's theirs, there's ours, and there's the truth. And I'm a great believer in that. So I kind of try to assess all the facts out and assess the situation before I draw my own opinions to what I feel a situation is. As a, I'm not going to say frustrated law enforcement officer, because that's something I always wanted to do, but actually I took the route of becoming a musician. When I was younger, you know, we all played cops and robbers and firemen and stuff like that, and I was always the good cop. And I always, all the years, have been respectful and have always appreciated what the law enforcement agencies have done. They allow us to walk around and try not to be afraid of what's going on in the streets or in our situations. And like I said, you can't always take negative situations for a whole batch of good people that are walking around wearing the uniform. I've always been taught to respect the badge, respect the uniform, and to, you know, seek guidance and help for any situation that might come up. I was asked to join, or to actually become the national spokesperson of the organization Fallen Blue, which you can get on that by www.fallenblue.org, and you can learn a lot more about it. What the organization is about, and the reason why it piqued my interest, and I've done a lot of charity work, believe me, for our local precincts. I've done some bike rides. I've done some concerts to raise money for these precincts and situations where years ago, money being tight, a lot of these law enforcement officers out here couldn't really get the vest, or they couldn't really afford this or that. So we kind of did some charity work and blood drives and things like that. Nowadays, it's a lot more accessible to be able to do a lot of these benefits, because you get the support of the agencies. Mm-hmm. As recently, we've done a concert upstate New York for police officer John Falcone that was shot up in Poughkeepsie. We raised money for his family because there's certain things that they are able to pay, and there's certain things after the officer is deceased. Sometimes the family is forgotten, and I think that's a shame. What Fallen Blue does is we help, we allow certain situations to reach out, certain people to reach out if need be. And most of all, it's for law enforcement officers that die outside the line of duty. As we know, a lot of times law enforcement officers that do reach the point of breakage or stress and they can't deal with it. I mean, the department, they have the department shrinks, and they tell you to go up, and they put you on a suspension, and they, you know, they relieve you of your duty, which is also a travesty, because that also preys on the mind of the individual. Yeah. And if that individual is whatever it may be, because as we know, life today is very stressful, and no matter what you do, because you always got all the people that are screwing with you. We try to help the families out, and if a police officer or a law enforcement officer that does take his own life, the agencies look at it as, it's a disgrace, it's a disgrace. Yeah, but it's not. How about all the years that this law enforcement officer had dedicated to walking the streets and seeing all the crap that goes on in the streets? I mean, can't imagine what it would be like to be on the job and have to deal with the the low life or the situations that come up where you see things like dead children or things like that. I mean, I just cannot imagine that. But these police officers deal with it every day, and they protect and they watch their back, and they have to watch everything that they do. If they only have a split second to make a decision, and if they make the wrong decision, we know what happens. The media just takes it to another level. No offense against the media, but they're just making a story. They don't know what the situation is or what's going on in a police officer's mind. None of us do. So they try to kind of like cover it up a little bit and say, well, you know, that's what happened and this is what happened. But still in all, you have the family that's affected by it and families and you know, people that don't realize that, okay, well, let's deal with it. Let's not look at it as a disgrace. Let's look at it as it's in a good sense. So what we try to do is any law enforcement officer that have passed away, whether it be by their own hand or they get hit by a drunk driver, they're crossing the street and they're off duty. That's the key, off duty.
Right.
And they're off duty and something had happens. They're not really recognized as somebody that's on the job constantly, because that's changed also over the years from what I'm told.
Yeah.
Once you clock in, then you become a law enforcement officer. Once you clock out, then, yeah, okay, supposed to be, but what if I get hit by a car and I die? What happens to my family? Well, we'll pay for the funeral and we'll give you a hero's reception, but what happens to my family? See, nobody realizes that. So Fallen Blue, we try to deal with situations, each one as they come. The guidelines that we kind of have for Fallen Blue, which have been posted on our website, not everybody is going to be eligible. As we know, in any business today, whether it be law enforcement, stock market, lawyers, so on and so forth, there are always those little things that slip through the cracks, such as a police officer that's involved in illegal activities. We stay away from the law enforcement officers that are involved with illegal activities because of the fact that it's not really, it's that thin line. So the guidelines are written on our website as such, as we deal with tragedies to families of law enforcement officers, that everything falls within the guidelines of what, you know, what is a good thing and not a negative thing, because the law enforcement officers today have a negative rap to begin with, and we try to make it as a positive, helping out in a positive way to take a negative situation and turn it around. Just to tell a little story about myself, with how I got involved with law enforcement is years ago, and I've always been respectful towards that. And when I got out of high school, instead of going into the police department, because my father was a city worker, he was a civil servant, and I saw what he went through with all the BS that goes on with dealing with city officials and politicians and all that. So I kind of tended to shy away from taking the test and becoming a police officer. So I took the other route, and I became a full-time musician, which I guess that wasn't bad in itself. I joined Twisted Sister, and I've had much success with them, and now a new band that I have called Tread, which contains Mike Orlando from Adrenaline Mob, Rudy Sarzo, which everybody knows from Ozzy, White Snake, Quiet Riot, and Dan Nelson, who just joined the group as vocalist, is from one of the singers of Anthrax a few years back.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of a super group powerhouse, and it's a dream that I've always had to kind of go off and do a little bit more heavier progressive rock than what I've done with Twisted. Not put anything against Twisted. Twisted, we sold 23 million albums worldwide. We've done countless tours, and we're still touring. We're still doing festivals and big shows over in Europe and the United States and Japan, Australia.
Right.
So we're still going, and the old guys are still doing it. To get back to how I really got involved was in 1992, and that was after the breakup of Twisted Sister. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I wanted to get back into the music business again. I was kind of like, left with a bad taste because Twisted, how they broke up and stuff, and it was like, it's like a bad marriage. Yeah. You know, you get divorced, and then all of a sudden it's like, should I, shouldn't I, should I? Nah, I don't want to get into a relationship. I just want to, let me change something different. So in 1992, it was the first year that they did a combined New York City Police Department test, and it was actually the three different agencies back then, which was housing, transit, and regular NYPD, street detectives, that stuff. So what they did is a combined test, and out of 110 questions, I scored 107, which was not too bad.
Yeah.
And the three questions I got wrong were actually, I second-guessed myself because I should have went the other way, but I didn't. So I got, my number was, I believe it was around 492 out of 10,000,
nice,
which was very good. I got called within the first month. I went through the character evaluation. I went through, actually they said it was four Qs that I had to pass, four qualifications that I had to pass, and I passed them all. And I got appointed, but something in the back of my mind prevented me to actually go into the academy, so I kind of relinquished my number, my seat in that following 93 class, and I just continued on doing the music thing, doing recording, got into screenwriting, movie writing, which I'm up to nine now. None of them have which got picked up yet, but I'm hopeful. And but I still, all the years, have been very, very, very geared towards anything that had to do with law enforcement and helping out in whatever way I could do. So that's basically how I got into that. To get back to Fallenboo, because I know I'm jumping all over the place, because I'm all excited about doing this interview, John.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I'm very, you know, like the certain, you know, what I do with the views, doing with the rock magazines and the radio stations, it's all great, but they always ask the questions also, what's it like with hanging out with D? What's it like being on the road with Twisted? What's it like doing this? And that's, you know, it's the same thing. This time I get to branch out and talk about stuff that I do really love. And I mean, we watch Law and Order and all the Law and Orders and all the cop shows and all the stuff. And I always say, you know, my wife said, you should have definitely got into criminology, because I'm like, no, see that, blah, 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 you know, and I just, I'm like a, what do you call it, a Sunday morning quarterback. But I'm with that with law enforcement shows. So, you know, I kind of like, you know, the frustration of not being one. But you know what? I know I made the right decision, and still playing the music and still trying to get into the movie scene and the TV scene. I will be able to play the part of a cop or cops in movies or TV shows, and that'll be my, you know, that'll be my way of saying, wow, okay, this is the closest I'll ever come. So be it. But doing these benefits and these the charity work for the organization, and we got the first one is May 9th, which is down in Baltimore. If you go on the Fallen Blue website, again, Fallen Blue, FallenBlue.org, you'll get the information for that. That's one of many benefits to come in regards to Fallen Blue. And like I said, you go on the website, and you can get more information on what we're doing, what we're trying to do, and with the help of people like yourself, John, and your organization and other organizations that have been reaching out to us, which is amazing. I don't know if anybody, if they're law enforcement and they go on and all of a sudden red flags come up with certain things, but I know we've been getting a lot of people saying, wow, Fallen Blue, that's great, you know, and all over from the West Coast to the East Coast and everywhere in between, we've been getting a lot of recognition from certain police department and law enforcement organizations, which I think it's amazing.
Yeah. Good. Well, you know, let me jump in for a second and say, first of all, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for even thinking about committing your life to law enforcement. It's a tough commitment, and who can second guess? I think you followed your dream and obviously have made yourself a very successful person and with a successful career. But the fact that you still have an affinity, have an affection for those in law enforcement, I commend you for that. And this particular organization of Fallen Blue, you know, is doing some great things. Law enforcement is very good about putting its attention on the people that sacrifice their lives in the line of duty. But as you said, if that sacrifice comes with 10, 20 years worth of stress that maybe leads to a suicide or an officer commits their life for 20 years and then something happens to them off duty accidentally, you're right. The fanfare, the salutes, the band, you know, doesn't play for those fallen heroes because it fell outside of their duties. And
yeah.
And for years, no one has paid much attention. And so I thank you and I thank Fallen Blue for what you're doing. You know, I have to tell you, as a retired cop, I think I speak for a lot of us. Sometimes we don't realize how many people in society appreciate what we do. Oftentimes we're looked on with disdain, as you mentioned, more so than people who actually take the time to say thank you. I think it's getting better. But when organizations like yours spring up of people that say, hey, we want to give back and we recognize this is a group that really needs our help, let me be the first to say thank you and thank you for noticing and thank you for trying to make a difference. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, the type of person I am is any situation that arises. And like I said, whether it's a good cop gone bad for whatever reason that happened, and it does. We're human beings. We're not cyborgs. We're not programmed to do, you know, like the Terminator. You know, we don't come down to do a specific job and see it all the way through, regardless of the collateral damage or everything. We're human beings. So when you're out there, and I'm sure that, you know, being the type of person that I am, and knowing that I get gratification out of when somebody comes up to me and says, AJ, you know, I love your music. I love what you talk about. Your radio show is great. I write in a magazine, and your words, they just helped me out through this situation. Or thank you for helping me out through the toughest time in my life. Or thank you for this. And I get thousands of fans that come up to us every time, and they come over to me, and they're like, wow, AJ, you know, that article you did on the bullying thing, that really hit home, and I took your words of advice. When I write or when I talk, that's my opinion. That's strictly what it is. I'm not saying that's the way it has to be, because I, as an ordained minister, yes, I like to preach, and I, that's my way of giving back to God through all the success that I've had. So I became an ordained minister, and I don't practice it, but I feel that it's just another notch on my belt towards my my goals, which is to do great on this earth and to be remembered as not only a talented person, but as somebody that's kind of helped out a lot of people, and that I could go to my deathbed and say, wow, I did good on this earth, you know, instead of spending 30 years in jail for doing something and dying, and what did he do? He did nothing. I'd rather do that, and it helps. It helps with my everyday life, because I think about, you know, all these people, even the law enforcement. Let's go one step further. Let's go, how about our troops, our soldiers? You know, that are not a lot of people recognize that. Yeah, they come home, but some of them come home in a box, and it's sad to say. They're fighting for my freedom.
Yeah.
So anything that I could do for the soldiers, which I do a lot of bike runs for the Wounded Warriors stuff with my father-in-law, and because he's a NAM Knight. He's part of the NAM Knights, which is the Vietnam biker organization that does all these veterans. They're all veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So I help them out with things, and they come over and help me out with my law enforcement stuff. And it works either way. A lot of law enforcement officers that I have met have come over to me, not only thanked me for the support of the because they're on the job, but they were MPs in the Army or the Marines. So it's a double thing right there, that they're thanking me for, thank you for the support of the veterans and the troops, and thank you for the support of the law enforcement. And that in itself is a great feeling, you know.
Yeah.
And I will do anything and everything I can to always be a part of these people's lives. And doing stuff like this, it's just a great feeling.
Well, again, thanks for what you're doing. Let's talk a little bit more about how people can get involved. Does Fallen Blue accept donations? What can people do to help you?
Well, if it's, basically we need the support, and we'd love for companies, corporations, people that, today, a lot of days, not too many people do have the extra money to send out. But if you do, and something has happened in your family or your life that hits home in our quest for reaching money to help out others, and you do have a big corporation and you do have the money to give us donations, that's great. If you can't, it's understandable. I mean, we've gotten checks from people for $100. Like they do on the TV, they want you to send in and you get a package because you want to kind of help out, these TV shows that are going under. So they do these 50s or 60s, and they send you that. We kind of want it where if you can't, then just the support of you coming to any of our events or mm-hmm. passing the word.
Okay.
Passing the word is a big thing because if you are, for instance, let's pick down some state down south, and you have a department that, this had happened to us. Wow. Nobody cared. But, hey, there's an organization, Fallen Blue. And you just drop us a note or drop us a letter that anything that they can do in support of it, getting the word out or doing a function themselves, I mean, that would be a great thing. If we had a couple of places in the United States, a couple of cities and small towns that actually did like a town picnic, and they've raised money for Fallen Blue, and they sent us checks for that. I mean, I thought that was incredible. They had asked, if I was going to come down and hang out, but I can't possibly, every single day do something for that because then I would be overextending myself in my, my family and my career thing. But if anything that I can go or any place that I can be, I'd be the first one to say, damn, I'll pick up a mic, I'll host it. I'll even sit on the drums and play three songs. How about that?
Cool.
A lot of people respect that, and they say, wow, cool, this is good, But helping us out word of mouth, or if you do have anything like this and you can give it to us, if you have stories, and that's another thing, too, which I'm trying to remember all the things that I'm talking about the organization, but even if you have stories that you want to email Fallen Blue, that you want to say how something had hit home to you. The one story that I had, I have a lot of stories. I have a lot of friends, everybody from FBI to state troopers to regular city cops to small town sheriffs to, I have so many friends in so many facets of law enforcement. And they've all written stuff that has sent in that of experiences that they've had with something that happened to one of their friends on the job or a buddy on the job or this is what happened. Just a small, for instance, somebody out in Long Island quite a few years ago, he just came back from his honeymoon and he bought something he always wanted to buy, a boat. Mm-hmm. And he bought a boat, and, he couldn't help it. Something happened, and he died. Mm-hmm. Now he left a wife and his family, and what they did is they just said, okay, well, we'll bury him, we'll do this, but we can't give you the benefits because he wasn't on the job that long.
Yeah.
So what happens? What happens?
Yeah, that happens.
The guy's
a lot.
Left. So... something like that. I mean, we don't want to see anybody lose a house. We don't want to see any kids, especially kids involved. We'll set up an endowment. We'll set up something, a scholarship fund to send that kid through college or whatever it may be. Well, however we can help out, that's what we're gearing towards. Yes, Fallen Blue is a new organization, but we're looking at how every new organization started out. The first couple of years, we can only do so much. But if we get to the point where there's so many people sending and millions of dollars are raised and involved, then we can give a $20,000 scholarship to this police officer's son or FBI's daughter that needs to, wants to go to college. Well, they're going to lose their house, or they're going to lose their car, or we'll help them out. That's our goals. Like any other, like March of Dimes, I'm involved with too. I do bike runs for them on a small scale, but this, I'm on a big scale. But I'm looking at the big picture. 5 years from now, I'm hoping Fallen Blue will have so much money in, you know, our account that we can help out everybody that reaches out to us. Because, face it, a lot of deaths happen every year with police officers all over the world. Some of them, I don't know the exact figures, and I'd like to know that one day. I'll look that. Some of them, a percentage of that, don't get anything because they just die outside the line of duty, however it may be, a boat accident, a firearm, cleaning their firearm, they shoot themselves, or they're stressed out, they shoot themselves, or they throw themselves off the bridge. We've all thought about that one time or another when these debtors are coming after us and, you know, something had happened and then you got the IRS and then the state and then this and you got to pay that. And you go, like, I only make so much. How can I do it? And then you think about, oh, my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And you're faced and you're against that wall. Some people choose to do that. And to me, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going through those people's minds, but there's other ways out. But we want to help. We want to help people that are the victims of something like that that happened negative. That's why we formed the organization.
Yeah. Well, you know, God bless you for what you're doing and all that everybody's involved. Tell us, can you tell me a little bit more about the May 9th concert? It's a Shockwave Magazine presents Fallen Blue in a police benefit concert. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we've got a bunch of local, well, I'm not going to say local, I'm going to say musicians that have been involved with Fallen Blue for the past year that just basically what they're doing is they're giving guitars or they're signed guitars or heads and drum heads, drumsticks, anything that they could donate, and it goes into a silent auction. But the main thing is that this benefit hopefully will kick off one of many that we're trying to have throughout the United States to show that, okay, this is what it's all about. Come down and see it. And I know Randy Jackson and Steve Orgieri, and it's quite a few people that are, Bill Leverty for Fire. I mean, just read on what it is. I'm not absolutely sure right now. But all these guys that donating their time, and they're coming from all over to perform for nothing. Because they believe in this organization and the value of it as much as I do. I will be down there hosting it, and yes, I will also get up and play the drums.
Cool.
But, it's May 9th, and it's in Baltimore. Go on the website, www.fallenblue.org. You can get all the information on there, where you can get tickets. You can either get them show day, or you can get them advanced, and you can get them through us. But it is the first of many benefits that we will hopefully be starting to do around the United States. So please get involved, everybody that's out there. You don't have to even have an interest in anything that has to do with law enforcement. Just back us up. Just show that you're interested, and you thank when you walk down the street and you get mugged or some, God forbid, happens like that, you know you can turn to a police officer and he'll be right there to help you out in any way he can. Like I said, just we want to all be positive about what goes on in this world, and I feel that this is a step in the right direction to showing our appreciation as well as showing the support of the organization, and that's the most important thing.
Right. Well, the timing, by the way, of the May 9th benefit is excellent. I'm going to be out in Washington, D.C. for National Police Week, which starts that following week. And so I'm going to try to come out early so I can maybe come to Baltimore. I'll try to come and see what you're doing. I think it's great. That's the big celebration in D.C. of all the officers that have fallen in the line of duty. There's a candlelight vigil and a lot of other ceremonies. And, you know, the good news is that's going to bring together a lot of law enforcement people from around the country. So those of you that are listening, if you're going to National Police Week, try to steer around a little bit early and go to Baltimore on May 9th and check out what Fallen Blue is doing, because, you know, as AJ said, there are an awful lot of us, and nobody knows for sure how many. There are an awful lot of us that have sacrificed in so many ways, and when we're gone, our families are still suffering, and no one is there to reach out for them, and God bless Fallen Blue for doing something to help those people, the kids, the families, so many people that are affected when an officer who's sacrificed for so many years loses their life outside of the line of duty. So.
Yeah, that's a great. I wish I could have gone down there. Unfortunately, that week I'm going to be tied up with a lot of things that I have to get done before I go out. I actually go out the first week of June, and that'll be for 3 weeks over in Europe with Twisted. So there's a lot of things that I have to finish up. Like I said, the new album with Tread will be out sometime in fall. I have to finish that up because actually the four members of the band go out with their prospective bands that they started with in the summer, and that's a big payday. But I believe, and I'm hoping that I'm right about this, and I'm just going to say it. I believe that the police officer John Falcone's family will be going down to Washington for one day or for the week, which we raised money to help them out to do that for the dedication of his name on the monument.
Now, one of the other things
that we have spoke about with myself, John Guarnieri, who is the president, and Rachel, his wife, who is the vice president of Fallen Blue, one of the things we did have to talk about when I first got on board was that they should come up with a monument of the names of police officers that died outside the line of duty. Hmm. And we all felt that that was a great idea. And one of our goals is to raise enough money to have something made and erected somewhere, hopefully by where, you know, all of these monuments are, so we can dedicate what we do to the officers that died outside the line of duty. And once we have that done, then you know I'm going to be setting up a bike run from New York to Washington.
You got to do what you got to do.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? I think that would be a beautiful thing. And like I said, all these things that we do and any charitable contributions that can be made will get us closer to making that a reality. And that's why I said within the next few years, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff to try to make all of this a reality.
Yeah. Well, it's a reality now. I appreciate so much what you're doing. You know, thanks for the effort. That's what really matters. I think there's so many officers out there that really think people don't care. And when a group, particularly of celebrities like yourself, pull together and say, you know, we're going to make a difference and we want to help law enforcement. You know, law enforcement turns their head and says, hey, thanks. We appreciate being noticed and we appreciate what you're doing for us. So, I'm encouraging everybody listening to do what you can to support Fallen Blue. Certainly spread the word. If you can make it to Baltimore, if you're going to National Police Week, go a couple of days early, swing by Baltimore, support what they're doing at Baltimore Soundstage. And, you know, AJ, tell us if we want to find out more about what you're doing. It looks to me like Twisted Sister has a website at twistedsister.com. Is that right?
Yes, we have that. I also ajpiro.com, but I've been kind of bad with updating a lot of things on there. I'm in the process of putting all these good things on there because it's really tough. I have a friend of mine that's actually running it, Gabe, which he's been a longtime friend of mine, and even his life is busy. So we kind of have that. But you can go to ajpiro.com. Also, I know the Fallen Blue website, which talks a lot about our organization.
Yep, that's fallenblue.org.
Yeah, twistedsister.com. You can go on to see what each one of us are doing. And also, we're in the process of setting up a website for the new band, Tread, which would be in the future, so that we can look forward to. But anytime you want to see or find out what functions or what's going on with Fallen Blue, again, you can go on fallenblue.org. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with trying to raise money and keep the organization going, so we can help out anybody that's a victim of a fallen blue. Let's put it that way. Yeah. And that's what we try to do. And keep them hats and T-shirts coming. I like that. I like to wear a lot of the law enforcement hats and T-shirts.
Yeah,
so if anybody has anything to give to me, make sure it's a 2XL. And the hat could be just a regular adjustable one. That's cool.
Shameless. Hey, AJ, thank you for your time. And thank you for what you're doing. Thanks to everybody. Please pass along our congratulations and our thanks to everybody at Fallen Blue. I know there's a lot of people behind you as the spokesman, but I appreciate you taking time and speaking on behalf of the profession of law enforcement. Thanks for what you've done, and thanks for what you're doing to help our families of those that are fallen. And you know, God bless you for all of that. I encourage everybody listening to reach out to Fallen Blue and do what you can to not only help them, but support them, spread the word, because people need to know that they're out there and they need to know what they're doing. So go to fallenblue.org, spread the word on your blog or on your Facebook page, and reach out and help them as best you can. And if you can swing by Baltimore, that'd be great. AJ, thanks again for being here today.
No, thank you, John. I appreciate it. And like I said, anybody in law enforcement and in our troops, you guys are allowing people like me to continue going on and touring without having to worry about watching my back. Yeah. That's the main thing.
Thanks. The group is Fallen Blue. You can see them at www.fallenblue.org. This has been another edition of Cops Alive Audio Bulletin. I thank you for listening, and tune in next time, and we'll find out what else is going on in law enforcement. Take care and stay safe.